My dear friends, for today's episode, I'm going to wind back a couple of years and give a context around how I actually came to doing this energy work and why I came to it. So initially, I gravitated towards learning about energy alchemy because it was through the experience of having my own business. So a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago, I was in the height of my business. I was enjoying more financial success than I ever had before. I was teaching lots of courses. I had private clients. I was making a six-figure income and I was like, woo, this is so lush. But as I've explained in previous episodes, nevertheless, like despite this financial success, I still was feeling this latent fear in my body around money all the time. I was still navigating unwelcome emotional responses to a lot of my client work, where the classic one being, you know, you have a client, they come to you for mentorship, business mentorship, and you feel like you have to solve the problems for them. Or you feel like if it was a challenging conversation, you know, it was difficult for me to maintain healthy boundaries and to walk away feeling robust and resilient and at peace. And I would often sort of go back over the sessions in my mind and like pick apart what I'd said and thought, oh, I should have said this and I should have said that. And it was just, that's just what I thought was normal. So there I was, and I was at a bit of a crux of my business because I could see that despite the fact that the space within which I do business, like the sort of online transformation space, there was a lot of narrative and rhetoric around, and I'm doing air quotes, new earth business, right? I'm sure that's familiar to you. So a lot of rhetoric around calling in the new earth, co-creating the new earth, and like new earth biz, like practically was a hashtag. And, you know, the idea of that, if it's not familiar to you, was here we can do business and we can be like more conscious than our predecessors. And like, it's absolutely possible to leverage your gifts, your God-given gifts, your soul-given gifts. And like, you can do things differently and you can create like incredible levels of wealth and abundance through these more like spiritual principles within business. And again, cognitively, mentally, theoretically, I understood the sort of seed of truth within that. And being a very spiritual person myself and having had a committed spiritual practice for the last 13 years or so, I knew that part of my reason for being on this earth, with my inherent fascination for business and commerce and trade, and also my inherent love for spirituality, I knew there was a way to channel my gifts into business and to contribute to systemic change. And so naturally, I'm very drawn to that kind of rhetoric. But I couldn't deny, and I've spoken about this before, I couldn't deny that I would see these like, you know, £15,000 months I would have. And there'd be just an underlying feeling, emotion, sensation of like, ugh, I don't feel comfortable with this. And I couldn't work out why. And I remember so clearly my first ever call with Hero, my mentor, Hero Boga, was about this. And I remember we'd never really spoken before. I'd applied for private mentorship. I was so excited. We had our sort of first call where, to see if our energies were aligned, and it, you know, it's a session, like a sort of filter session. And she was like, what can I do for you today? And I was like, blah, 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 and it all came out. I was like, I feel so impure. Like I'm making more money than I've ever made in my life. It's what I've always dreamed of. And yet I just feel like gross about it. I don't know why. I just feel gross. I feel like I'm participating in a system that is essentially capitalism rebranded as New Earth Biz. And not only now that I see it, can I not unsee it, but I also don't know how to do it differently. Like, is it possible? And if so, how is it possible to actually do things differently? Like, if I'm still going to be engaging with the same kind of structures and systems as capitalism, i.e. having a bank account, charging money for my services, growing my business, like, how can I do that in a way that is energetically different, actually different, not just like a social media branding different? And moreover, I knew that, as with everything in life, there was a seed of potential within all of these structures and systems for them to be purified. But I had not the first clue about how to find that purity and how to begin participating with it. Like, I knew there had to be a more refined and elevated way for money to flow where there would be more equality. But how on earth could I begin participating in building that? Because to me, it looked like I had two choices. Choice one, go fully capitalist and, you know, maybe like give money to charity or whatever, like either go into the world of traditional business and like fight my way through it in a way that I could, you know, bring my values, or I could continue to play in the like spiritual new earth biz space. But just, I could feel like it's the same effing energy. Like, it's the same energy. And I just couldn't work out, like, what do I do and why do I feel so gross about it? This might resonate with some of you. So I remember that first session, I came to her and it was so revolutionary, the first session, because what she helped me see was that, and I remember saying to her, sorry to interrupt myself, I remember saying to her, I feel like every time I take a step forwards in terms of like a healing step forwards where I heal like a part of my money trauma and I think that I've like moved into a new state of being around money, something will happen and I'll take two steps backwards. And I just don't understand, like, I feel like I'm not growing. And she helped me to see that we're not singular beings. I'm not just like one rigid person that either moves forwards or backwards. That, you know, we're actually collectives. We are collectives of many different selves, many different parts of ourself. And that there is one of my inner selves who genuinely desires to contribute to systemic change and is really committed to doing better and to growing. There's another one of my inner selves that believes in the value of the work I'm offering and who believes that the pricing that she is setting is correct and appropriate and aligned. But that alongside those inner selves, there's another one who's like, but I just feel so gross charging this money. And there might be another inner self who's like, I'm not worth it. I'm just not worth that kind of money. And so, like, how is it possible to have like all these different inner selves concurrently existing in your body? Some of whom are like, woohoo, I feel strong and sovereign and powerful. And then other ones who are like quivering with self-disgust. I remember used the word disgust. And she was like, ay, 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 ay. And so just that simple shift in understanding that we are tapestries, rich tapestries of many different elements of ourselves, and that our job really, like the best thing we can do, is to gather together all of our inner selves and be in a leadership position as our whole self and to hold the space for our entirety and to make all of our inner selves feel safe, because you're not one singular being. And it's perfectly okay to have different aspects of yourself that feel differently about things. And really the skill and the gift is creating trust and inner consensus between you and your inner selves and also within your inner selves, so that nobody is in conflict with one another. And so I remember that through learning specific energy alchemy practices, you know, one of which is learning how to work with your inner selves like this. Another is learning how to transmute energy patterns in the body that might hold like really complex beliefs or traumas that you have. And then thirdly, like another element of energy alchemy, which is like kind of the coolest one of all, is learning how to attune to the world around you and how to consciously attune to the potential, that seed of potential that I mentioned earlier, learning how to attune to it at the heart of pretty much anything, and to come into resonance with it and to help to bring it into form. So, for example, let's say that I want to help participate in building a more equal distribution of money on this planet. Like, I want to help and contribute to a full systemic change in the way that money moves through the world. I mean, no big deal. Like, how the hell would I even begin to do that? Well, you can actually learn, and it's an inherent skill that you have in your body. You can choose and you can refine. So instead of saying learn, let's say you can choose to attune and you can refine your ability to attune. And you can attune to the soul or the spiritual heart, the spiritual essence, the truth, the highest potential, the seed at the heart of everything, whether it's a specific bank or whether it's to money itself or whether it's to the society within which you operate, whether it's an industry. Like, you can attune to the heart of coaching, like the pattern, the blueprint of the perfect unfolding of how coaching could be, for example. And you can become consciously interdependent with that pattern. You can come into like a very receptive state with it. And you can begin to, through practice, kind of read it and sense into what it looks like. And then you can learn ways to help to bring that to life. You can learn how to translate what you sense into concrete steps. And so instead of trying to mentally understand how you can make things better or mentally try and sift and sieve through the kind of chaos around you, which is, you're never going to get like true kind of potential that way, you can just learn how to come into an energetic resonance, a state of conscious attunement with the soul, the living pattern at the heart of everything. And you can attune to its blueprint or its pattern, and you can commit in a sort of loving, devotional way. You can commit to contributing to the building of that thing. You can commit to helping to participate in the activity of that blueprint. Now, I know that what I say may be, for some of you, like really abstract. It once was for me, but now it feels like the most practical and tangible way that I can actually contribute to systemic change. So instead of trying to guess, instead of trying to just fight fires, instead of succumbing to the emotional shitstorm that surrounds so much of this industry and trying to grow my business in a space that is just as tarnished as any other capitalist space, I can put all that aside and I can have a direct kind of channel of communication, a direct line, a hotline, if you will, to the living soul at the heart of that industry or all the little micro and macro elements of that. And I can just commit to and devote myself to working only with what I see there. So, where has this left me? Well, it has left me feeling much more purposeful and powerful in knowing what I want to do and knowing how I'm going to do it and how I'm going to build it. It means that I'm able to attune to and partner with the blueprint, the pattern, the soul at the heart of everything in my life, whether it's my business, whether it's money, whether it's my marriage, whether it's my family, whether it's these little six episodes. So I share that with you because it's such an empowering way to look at life, to know that you are not alone and that you're not adrift and you don't have to figure this out mentally. You can just devote yourself to attuning to the seed of potential, just like an acorn holds the blueprint for the perfect unfolding of an oak tree. Everything has an acorn. Everything has a seed at the heart of it. And that seed holds the exact kind of map of how that thing can evolve in a way that benefits everybody. And so now when I do business, every single step of my business is done in such a way that I have really committed myself to wholeness, to the wholeness at the heart of everything that I do, knowing that that is the most I can do, like that is all I can do. And that the ripple effect of that genuinely plays out in such a way that I genuinely am wholeheartedly contributing to systemic change. I hope that's interesting for you, and I can't wait to share more with you in the next two episodes.